Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Marlene Lorendo, a lay Dominican, living in Maine. The scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, and Marlene's preaching is entitled, Is God a Good Idea?
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up? They answered him, 12. When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? They answered him, 7. He said to them, Do you still not understand? The apostles had already taken the big step of quitting their fishing jobs when Jesus chastised them, Are your hearts hardened? Do you still not understand? Their minds might have been ready, but not their hearts. Sometimes I get pompous and I think my faith is pretty good, but then I shockingly realize that my faith actually has a long way to go. My mind is totally for God, but my heart isn't there yet. A preacher I heard recently said that sometimes we may be more in love with the idea of God than in love with God. We like the idea of Christianity, that is, the commandments, love, making the world a better place, and these are all great. We like the idea. But are our hearts moved with compassion and filled with joy? How does that happen anyway? How does it happen for you? Jesus asked the apostles, Are your hearts hardened? They were keeping something back. They knew with their minds that a Christ-like life was a good idea, but they were not there, hook, line, and sinker. I don't think it happens all at once. The apostles were constantly challenged by Jesus for the 3 years of his ministry, and they must have often had a crisis of faith, as we do. Even after Jesus died, as they hid in the upper room, they were extremely challenged. My mind says Christianity is a good idea, but what about my heart? I don't like the dualism of separating the two, mind and heart. Heart cannot exist without mind and vice versa. We cannot will our heart to feel, but we must at least be willing to feel. The willingness is important. Saint Ignatius saw this as a stumbling block as he tried to help people transform their hearts and minds to that of Christ. Desiring God with our minds and preparing our hearts with prayer and good acts are good first steps, and of course they should never end during our lifetime. And I like what Ignatius said, desiring the desire may be enough for the moment.